Cool.
Right, I'm going to ask Nikki to come up. Nikki's going to be sharing with us this morning. So we have been going through the DNA markers. Do you want the this one? Watch out for the ribbon. So for those of you who don't know, we've been going through what we call the DNA markers of Ascend Church. So these are the things that we're really pressing into as a church, we're wanting to, really emphasize, and we think these things are really important. So this morning is the last one, and Nikki's going to be sharing on healing, and I'm really excited to hear what you have to say. And then we want to have some activation time afterwards as well, just opportunity for you if you would like to operate in the gift of healing. We want to pray for you. So awesome. Thanks, Nikki.
Excellent, thanks. Great worship band on fire as usual. So what is the spiritual gift of healing? It is the supernatural manifestation of the Spirit of God that brings healing, deliverance, and restoration to an individual. So the gift of healing given to the church is spoken of by Paul in the Corinthians, and it really interested me that he says the gifts of healing. He speaks of it in the plural. And I think he's indicating that there are different gifts of healing that can cover a wide range of skills and abilities. So healing is needed not just for the physical body, but for the emotions and for the spirit. Physical illness and pain often starts with upsets in the emotions. Disease is simply dis-ease. It's the body not being at ease, such as suffering from painful emotions, negative thought patterns, long-term resentment, spiritual oppression, repressed memories, rejection, heartache. There's just so many things that can cause emotional pain. So unless this root cause is dealt with and healed, illness or pain may continue or continues even after a person has experienced healing. And healing can be a step-by-step process. It involves moment-by-moment choices to trust and obey in God. So healing can be seen through miracles such as curing cancer or broken bones, through removing pain and improving mobility, but also through somebody's ability to empathize and show love to someone suffering from emotional wounds. So while some may have the gift of healing, others, using the power of the Holy Spirit that is available to believers, can certainly bring healing to many situations. Our complete and full healing awaits us in heaven. Revelations 21:4 tells us that there'll be no more death, sorrow, crying or pain, but God desires to see us living in wellness on earth as it is in heaven. So I've had a heart for healing for quite a long time. From early on, I was told I had healing hands and that I was a peacemaker, and this led me into a 20-year career in massage and physical therapies. But I'd find it was often my listening ear and the empathy shown to somebody that's where the healing would really take place. And of course, God's guidance to what the root cause of that might be. But like we humans are prone to do, I started losing my faith and my gift last year. I had some health issues, and I was thinking, who am I to talk about healing when I've got health issues of my own? What on earth have I got to offer? Am I imagining that I've even got the gift of healing? And after speaking last year on the topic of healing, I was just wondering how I could just fade into insignificance and just hopefully nobody would talk to me about it ever again, and that would be the end of that. But God showed me that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it. So after church one day this year, Nellie grabbed me and said, there's a girl here, can you talk to her? She wants to know something about healing. So I met a girl from another church where most of them don't believe in that the gifts of the Holy Spirit are for today, but she's really passionate about it and she believes it's true and she really wanted to get into healing. So she prayed to God. He told her to come to Ascend Church and speak to someone called Newman. And she asked me, do you know who that is? Okay. So before I know it, I'm just swept up in her incredible enthusiasm. She's just so excited and so passionate. And then we're out on the streets offering healing to people. So we're turned down by lots of people, but the two people who did accept healing from us were completely healed. And I was like as amazed as they were because it was just so easy. I was really excited. And she's been an evangelizing Christian for a really long time, so she was able to share the gospel really beautifully afterwards. So I've prayed and laid hands on people for healing many times before, but this felt different. So in the past, I'd really pray really fervently and often fast beforehand and like real prayers of please, 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 and willing God to come down and help and give the healing. Concentrating and focusing, like that was the key. Before we went out for these couple of weeks, I started watching lots of videos and lessons and talks from other healers, and I grabbed like the common denominator out of all of those and decided that that was what I was going to use, and it was really easy. So I wanted to share those with you and perhaps encourage you all to be bold and step out and offer healing to others the same way. So when we're born again, we're given all the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 16:19, Jesus said, "And I will give unto them all the keys of the kingdom of heaven." So we've got all the downloads in us already. We just need to know how to access them. Another important one is we need to exchange our mind for the mind of Christ. Romans 8:7 says, "The mind governed by the flesh is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so." So Satan can attack us through our natural human mind. So we need to like move that mind out of the way and look at it through the eyes of God. So look at this situation that needs healing through the eyes of God. And he just sees it as like really simple and just a quick fix, just like that. And I learned not to be calling down God, Jesus, and asking him to join me, but actually remembering that we have the Holy Spirit inside of us. So with that authority, as being a child of God, to speak with that authority. So believing in these things, this is how we went out. So we were led by the Holy Spirit. You can work out your own approach, but I would tell people that I believed in God and I believe Jesus is alive today. And through Jesus, we can experience healing. And God really wants them to have full healing in their life. And is there anything that they would like me to pray about for them? I think I'm also going to ask now as well if they say no, which some did, do you have any emotional wounds or any problems in your life that you'd like praying over as well? And I think that way we could pray there. So I asked them what their name was. I told them how much God loved them. Got my mind right out of the way, just dived in without even thinking about it. Spoke to the pain or the problem, commanded that it get out. Also, speaking to the root cause of anything or any emotional issues that could be causing this physical problem and spoke to that as well. So then I'd ask, this is really stepping out in faith, is ask the person if they're okay rather than, okay, thanks for that, I'll see you later. Ask them, have you still got pain? How are you feeling? Get them to test it out, you know. Sometimes if someone was in a real lot of pain, I'd ask them, on a pain scale, 1 to 10, where would you be at? And they may be, say, 8 or 9. And after praying, they may say, oh, that's amazing. It's just down to a 2. Thanks very much. And but that's another step of faith is like, that's not good enough, okay? We're going to get rid of it completely and not being afraid to step out and continue to pray. And I've learned to give it a little bit of time, you know, not just rush the whole prospect. Sometimes just say nothing and I just do not allow my mind to come back in and think, what if this isn't working? Just keep it out. Just leave a bit of space, though, for God to do his work. And when the healing's taken place, then we can talk to them about Jesus and God. So you might be thinking, what if I offer healing to people and they don't get healed? And that concerns me as well. But I believe, like Barb said last week, that God hears and answers all of our prayers. And our expectations are not always in line with God's. We expect him to move in ways that he often doesn't. But God has heard our prayers and he will do something about it. So the Bible shows us that God heals in three ways. Instantly, Example, healing the blind man in Luke. Jesus said to him, "Receive your sight, your faith has made you well." And immediately he received his sight. And gradually, when Jesus spoke the Great Commission in Mark 16:18, they will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Recovery isn't instant. And also with no visible signs. So Jesus healed and people turned away and there was nothing to see, such as in Luke 17:14, the healing of the lepers. "Go show yourselves to the priest." And so it was as they went that they were cleansed. So with this in mind, if we've prayed for healing and it appears that nothing is happening, we can reassure that person that Jesus loved them, that the prayer has been held by God, and we truly believe that God is working on that for them, instead of just feeling like maybe I'm a failure, you know? Just totally believe and convince them that Jesus and God has heard them. So I figure that makes it a little more easier and more comfortable to actually be able to step out in faith and offer healing to others. So I'm going to leave it there, but I'd just like everyone to imagine what changes could take place in the world if every Christian believer offered one person healing, one stranger, healing or prayer once a week. So I want to encourage you, be bold, very bold, and be who God created you to be. I'd also like to just say a prayer. So Heavenly Father, you are a good, good Father and an almighty and incredible God. You're the Alpha and the Omega. You are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals. We love you, Lord. We adore you. We thank you for every good thing in our life, knowing that that is from you. And thank you, Jesus, for the unimaginable pain and suffering that you went through so that we could live eternally. And so that by your stripes, we are healed. Help us to remember that it was for our benefit that Jesus went away after his resurrection so that the great counselor, the Holy Spirit, could dwell within us. So the word talks about any unforgiveness that should be dealt with before praying. So right now, I'd like everybody to release any bad feelings, bad attitudes, resentment, anger, hurt or offense that you may be feeling. We release these and we forgive those that we feel have harmed us. Say, Lord, I pray that the fire of God can come down on us now. I pray that it sets our hearts alight. I pray that it gives courage to the people who believe that through Jesus, they too can offer healing to other people. I want hope to rise up in everybody and believe that faith can really move mountains. And I pray, God, for healing for everybody here today. I pray for emotional, spiritual, physical healing. Holy Spirit, bring healings, miracles, and breakthrough for everybody. Break the chains of addiction and oppression. All sadness, sickness, disease, disappointment, mental illness, anything else that is troubling anybody here today. We ask that today, in Jesus' name, that be gone. Any attacks from the enemy would be destroyed. And God, set your people free. And I just want to leave with praying for Ascend, that the Ascend Church continues to grow, and that it is light in Rotorua. And that everybody knows that Ascend Church is a place where people actually live out the gospel. They don't just talk about it. We ask this all in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Cool. Thanks, Nikki. That's awesome. Hey, I'm just going to invite the team back up and we're going to just worship for a little bit longer. But I just wondering if I could ask Nikki and... Sam's next door, isn't he? Maybe... Sorry? Yeah, okay. Yeah, that'd be great. Maybe Barbara, if I could ask you to... Cool, yep. Nice. Brenda and Kevin. Yep.
And anybody so, who has a heart, we're not trying to be a here. We're just trying to volunteer people to make sure that...
We really just want an opportunity for you guys this morning. If you would like to just be prayed over, and I just the word I keep getting is impartation, and I know like there's a certain amount of this is just stepping out in faith, but there's a certain amount as well of kind of receiving. So if you want to receive this morning, if you want to step into that gift of healing, just I just encourage you to go and see these guys and just get prayer as we just worship and just yeah, just get impartation. So awesome.
You know, I think one of the things that we can kind of struggle with when it comes to healing is this idea of, is this biblical? Is it for today? Are we that crazy church? You know, I did a ecumenical, we're a crazy church, but that's okay. We're a good crazy. I did an ecumenical Ash Wednesday service on Wednesday, and I talked to several people afterwards because I was like the one guy. Oh, there was another guy who was younger than me, but it was like it's mostly old people. And they kept saying, "Oh, where do you minister at?" I'm like, "Oh, minister." Ooh. I said, "Ascend." They go, "Oh, with the loud music." Yeah. And I was like, "Well, praise the Lord." But the funny thing here is that when Nikki's talking, she said, the Holy Spirit, who is important in my life, the Holy Spirit put it upon the heart of someone who is young and enthusiastic to come here to learn about healing and gave them a name. I don't know how many names there are in the English-speaking world, but that's got to be pretty. It's not like he gave her like three names. And she's like, you know, like Butcher, Baker, and Newman. And she came here to learn about this. And then they went out, and I don't know if you caught it, they batted 1,000. 2 out of 2. And you know how many people missed out? I love it. So I guess for me, healing, I'm passionate about healing, guys. And not every day for me is an up day. Not every season for me is an up season. As of the beginning of this year, I had a couple areas of prayer that were answered that really blessed me. And I'm excited about that. But I have my days that are off. And I remember in those times, I'll kneel down or whatever, and I'll get up. And my knee works. And my hip works. And those didn't work before. And I just go, you know, God, I don't know what you're doing, but you're good. And you've touched my life. And every time I squat down, I kneel down. And I'll tell you, I was out in the bush with my son, and I think I was with Matt as well. And we had gotten a deer, and I was kind of like, oh, maybe it's just me and Owen. And I remember I was looking down at this deer carcass, and we had to hump it back down to this creek to go cut it up. And I just thought, there's no way I'm getting that on my back, you know? And I'm like, Lord, but I thought you healed me, you know? And he goes, look, you're just unfit. Like I did my bit, you know, I healed you, but you're just unfit. And so Owen just, you know, and we walked down and I'm like, oh, I can live with that, I guess. But God will do his bit. We need to do ours. Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Jesus, this is short. Okay, all right. He says, for Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel. Christ did not send me to, Paul is talking. He says, Christ didn't send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel. Now, how does he do this? And not with words of eloquent wisdom. See, the Western mind, we love words of eloquent wisdom. Amen? He says, God sent me to preach the gospel, not with words of eloquent wisdom, lest the cross of Christ be emptied of its power. God wants the gospel to have power. Now imagine, as Nikki said, imagine how many people get saved from eloquent words of wisdom. I did. Someone reasoned with me. Isaiah says that. Come, let us reason together. Though your sins are as scarlet, they can be made white as snow. But what if we went out not only with words of eloquent wisdom, but with power as well? Whoo! Nobody can argue me out of my experiences, guys. I've been healed. Every morning when I get up and down, I know God is real. I'm thankful that I'm forgiven, but I've been touched by God as well. So today, we're just going to take that opportunity. So, Father God, we just pray that your Spirit would be with us, upon us, that you have prophetically spoken over our congregation. Lord, I don't think we're crazy. I think we just want to get it right. I don't think we're flighty and weird. I think we just have a passion to see the fullness of Christ dwell within us bodily. And so I pray that as we make ourselves available, as you said at the end of the Gospel of Mark, as we make ourselves available, you would work with us through accompanying signs and wonders. So pour out your Spirit this morning, Father God. This should be easy. Help us not to strive and distress, but just to allow ourselves to be vessels for you, that we might be healed, and then we might go out having been healed and touch others in their bodies, in their spirits, and in their souls, in Jesus' name, and all those Greeks said, amen. Let's just worship and just make some space for these guys. If you gotta get on with your day, I get it. But if you want to just stick around and wait to either get that impartation for healing, to get boldness to go out and present for healing, or if you just need some healing, I'm lining up. I got some areas.